This time last week, we were in Washington with Audrey bringing us the news that Donald Trump had won the US presidential election. And with many this side of the Atlantic scratching their heads wondering why, one of the most common answers that US voters were upset that their costs, especially groceries, had gone up so much since Trump was last in office and during the Biden years. So what about here? Every shopper would agree that their grocery bills are a lot higher now compared to 5 years ago. Inflation data shows that food prices have increased by 28.9% since February 2020, when the last general election was held. Our reporter Sally Ann Barrett spoke to shoppers in Ballinasloe in County Galway to get their thoughts on the cost of what's in their shopping trolley and the potential impact on their vote.
It's impossible, like everything's gone up so much. Before COVID, you'd be able to get a couple of bags of shopping for the same price. You might only get one now. It's gone ridiculous.
It has gone up pretty significantly. It has. Some of the supermarkets, depending on where you go, are better value than others. I think there's a bit of opportunism as well. But it is. It's very expensive.
Yeah, it's gone really pricey, in fairness. I have two kids. Well, one's an adult now. But yeah, it's gone from probably 150 to 250 a week.
I'm in college at the moment, so it's kind of hard to save up money for food, and then when you're kind of living by yourself, then as well, it's hard enough as well to pay for everything. So
you're here shopping in Ballinasloe. Can I just get your thoughts on, I suppose, the cost of the food shop and groceries, etc., in recent months and years? How have you been finding it?
Yeah, hard. It is. It's gone up an awful lot, hasn't it, Mummy? Yeah. Got an awful lot now. Like, we've only one child, and we'd spend €120 a week on shopping. Mm. No problem, like.
Me too.
That's easily.
Yeah.
Do you know?
More
so,
I'd spend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's gone very high.
How have you been finding food shopping and the cost of groceries?
Well, it has nearly doubled, I'd say. Doubled. It's just myself and my daughter in the house, and what we're spending, say, now compared to a year and a half ago, there's a massive increase in it.
Have you noticed any particular items or things that have gone up considerably for you?
Well, the likes of your shower gels and your deodorants. Meats, I find, have gone very expensive.
Will cost of living be a big issue for you when you're deciding who you might vote for in the coming election?
Definitely, definitely. Because there's very little measures for the middle class society, the middle class workers. There's very, very little. So it will be a big thing, yeah.
I noticed the price of milk went up. Was about 17 or 18 cents there in the last 2 months. Other than that, I'm only living by myself, so it makes no difference to me.
And cost of living in general, will it be an issue for you when you're considering who you'll vote for?
No. No. Because it'll be the same thing anyway, no matter who's there.
As shoppers in Ballinasloe with our reporter Sally Ann Barrett. Let's speak now to Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, and Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mirror. Thank you both very much for joining us this morning. Charlie, first of all, are those voters right? Have prices gone up by that much in the last 5 years?
Certainly have, Gavin, and no surprise that we're one of the most expensive countries in the European Union. There's really nothing in it between ourselves and Denmark. Prices here are 43% higher than the average across the European Union. And they're absolutely right. I mean, nobody mentioned energy either. 70% higher than the last couple of years, 70-80. The last cut we got from Electric Ireland was just a 3% price cut. The levies keep going up on our electricity bills. The PSO levy is up this year, 42 euros a year with tax. Network charges are up. Food, 29% higher in the last 5 years. You know, you have a whole range of other things like petrol and diesel. We have some of the most expensive diesel in the European Union, heavily taxed with about five different levies. Rents, of course, as you covered earlier, you know, they're now almost 2,000 euros a month across the country.
House
prices rising at 10%. Insurance, any insurance you mention, take motor insurance, that is up now for something like 14 months in a row. It's rising at a rate of 15 times the rate of inflation. Health insurance, we've had multiple increases from all the big players. It's up 10% so far, but depending on your plan, it could be up 25%. And house insurance up as well, 7-8% in the last year alone. So overall, you know, inflation, the rate of increase of inflation, Gavin, may be down. It's down below 1%. But that doesn't mean the prices have fallen back or anything. It just means that the rate that they're increasing has slowed down dramatically. But, you know, we're still at very elevated levels and prices are not falling. And of course, you know, there's lots of sneaky things going on, like shrinkflation. Where, you know, the ingredients put into the item, the quantity in your in the package of whatever you're buying is less.
Yes.
And then skimpflation, which people might even have heard of, where they're putting lesser ingredients into what you're buying. That's not captured by the inflation figures. All, that may mean you may have to buy more of the same thing, you know. So, yes, definitely people are struggling. And there was very interesting survey results out from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission yesterday saying that a third of people are struggling. But even if you're not struggling, you'll feel it. You know that you're paying more for everything almost.
But some things have gone down. Although inflation, as you said, has eased, which means that prices are increasing, just not as fast. Childcare, clothing and footwear, electrical appliances, some items have gone down in the last 5 years.
They have gone down, but, you know, and that's due to good competition. And the childcare one is, you know, the government is constantly pressed to intervene on that one to subsidise it. But I'm not sure those decreases are enough, to outweigh the increases we've had, you know, particularly if you're on a variable mortgage or, you know, or a tracker mortgage, if you're stuck with it, if you're having to rent. And, you know, and we have very high VAT, remember, as well, Gavin. We have one of the highest VAT rates in Europe, 23%. And that was supposed to have gone up to 23 from 21. It was only supposed to be a temporary increase, went up in 2012. And you have some crazy kind of categorizations of what qualifies for the standard or higher rate. For example, a croissant with no filling has VAT applied to it. If you get one with a filling with ham or cheese in it, there's no VAT. You know, and VAT as well is very regressive. It hits people on lower incomes much harder than it does those on higher incomes. I really think we need a big kind of radical review of the VAT rates and the amount of VAT that's taken in, about 22 billion a year, and the goods and services that the higher rate applies to.
Morning, Louise. What are the parties promising on this?
I think everyone realises how big of an issue the cost of living is. And I think if you look at things like all the polls and the surveys we've had, the cost of living is still neck and neck with housing as one of the main concerns for people coming into this election. I think what Charlie said there about the VAT is quite interesting, but we've had a lot of discussion this week about VAT in a different sense, about this Fine Gael proposal to increase the 9% VAT rate, to get rid of that and bring it up to 11. And it was done, you know, in a way to help the hospitality industry. But the other parties, Fianna Fáil in particular, coming out really strongly and saying that, you know, if you do this, people's electricity are going to go up. And I think the government has been very conscious over the last couple of years of the rising energy prices. We've seen repeated energy credits. It seems now that there's kind of a move to get away from them. Fianna Fáil launched a new energy policy saying yesterday that it would permanently reduce costs by not only retaining that 9% VAT, so kind of, you know, putting it to Fine Gael on that one, but also reducing the PSO levy on businesses and households' electricity bills and introducing state subventions and all these kind of things that would keep your bills down permanently. And I think it's going to be really interesting as we see the manifestos come out, how the parties are going to go about tackling cost of living. Fine Gael seems to be focusing on childcare. We are going to see their policy document on that topic launched this morning, and they're looking at doing things like all the parties are, at capping childcare at 200 a month per child. But what they're also looking at is capping it at €600 a month when you have three or more children. And I think it's this way that they're trying to win voters over, that they're trying to say, you know, we know prices are still high. Yes, inflation may be falling, but prices do remain high. So how can we intervene? Because they can't intervene with the cost of food, which I think we've all felt when we're doing the weekly grocery shopping. The government can't really intervene there as such. So how does it, you know, do other things like childcare, like child benefit? The question is, are voters more sophisticated than the government seem to think they are and all the parties seem to think they are? Do they see through that? Do they see that this is a bid to win their vote? I guess we'll only find that out on November 29th. But I think as you see the manifestos coming out, we've only had two so far. And I know the other parties are launching theirs kind of later this week and into next week. It's going to be really interesting to see how they try and deal with the cost of living issue, because it's not going away.
Now, I mentioned Trump, and if unhappiness and maybe even anger over inflation and the cost of groceries in the States was a factor in the exit of the Democrats and the rise of Trump, will it make any difference here? Could it result in a change of government here? I mean, rip-off republic was a big theme of the 2007 general election campaign after the TV show in the years previously, it didn't make much difference in the end.
I think, thankfully, perhaps we're not as high prices as they are in the States. I was over in Washington last month when Simon Harris was over there, and I was chatting to someone and they were saying the cost of an apple is, you know, $2.50 for a single apple, which is absolutely extortionate. I think we can all agree. But I also think we can agree at the same time that perhaps, yes, while our prices are rising and it's hitting everyone in the pockets, that maybe it's not the same level that it is in the States. And so it may not have the same impact. But I do think that people are going to consider how the government, the incoming government, any prospective government is going to impact their pockets. And, you know, like I said, if you look at the polls, it's a huge issue. You know, it's coming above health in some of the polls, which is bizarre to think, because you always have your bread and butter housing and health issues that people are talking about in the election. And cost of living is one. It hasn't quite come left of field because it's been a growing issue, yes, but it's been bubbling under the surface for such a long time now. And to see it become such a popular issue and such something that people are so worried about, and you know, you've seen in the previous governments these cost of living packages over successive budgets. It was meant to be one off, then it went to twice off, then we were at three times we had done these packages. So it's very clear that people are suffering. Whether it has any impact, it's what we're yet to see. I guess that's something we won't see for another 2.5 weeks.
Louise, thank you. That's Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mirror. Before that, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. A reminder, the latest episode of RTE's new general election podcast, Behind the Ballot, is available on the RTE radio player and wherever you get your podcasts. And Áine Lawler hosts a special extra, The Week in Politics, tonight on RTE1 television at 10:35.